So hello and welcome. You are joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And I am just so joyful today. I can't even say it loud enough. I have a beautiful celebrity talk show host guest. Oh my gosh, queen of the red carpet. And she has actually personally coached me. So I am so blessed to introduce to you Miss Nikki Rich. Welcome, Nikki.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I'm so excited to be here.
I'm starting off with the craziest question. What was it like to be in that bookstore room of Oprah Winfrey where she does her book club and you met? Was it one of the pastors from Super Soul Sunday? What was that like?
Oh my goodness. It was so awesome to actually interview John Gray at the Oprah Winfrey Network. I want to say it's an honor for me, being the Nikki Rich Show. It's such an honor to get that opportunity to not only interview Pastor John Gray, because my father is a pastor as well. That's something dear to me, you know, spiritually. But also having the opportunity to interview at the Oprah Winfrey Network. I love Oprah.
Right? Oh my goodness, yeah. So blessed. So what, did you always want to do this, like be in front of the camera? I love that you show up in different dresses and your hair is done different. Got your microphone out, like ready to talk to people at events. Tell me a little bit about what inspired you to move into this career path.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it all started when I was teaching. I was teaching for 7.5 years. I have an extensive college background that a lot of people might not know. You know, I'm currently, you know, I went up to my doctorate, you know, my second year of doctorate. And, you know, I was teaching and I got laid off due to budget cuts and I was so devastated. And I said, you know, during that time when I got that message, I said, I want to create a way that I could generate revenue. And in my head, I was like, let me look up online radio. My father has a radio station. It's a gospel radio station. Like I said, he's a preacher. He already has that back home. But I wanted to create an online radio show. I didn't never want to do radio or anything like that, even though I grew up having to wake up in the morning and go and do radio with my dad. I didn't want to do it, but years later, it's like your parents sow a seed in you, you know, like
so
they,
true.
I don't know what true. It is. It's so crazy,
yeah.
But now I'm doing it and it's like, it's amazing, you know. That's my parents, you know, they was hitting me up now. But it's so amazing to see that come to play. And I started in 2011, April the 4th. And I started when I went in, I didn't want anybody to think I was new. So I went in going hard from the beginning.
That is so interesting.
It started as
One of the things I tell people when they're interested in television, because I think, you know, my mom was in television also.
Oh, wow. So, what?
I know, right? So it's kind of interesting when I look at how to come in as though you're already there.
Yes.
You know, that's really the business in celebrity in Los Angeles is like, you have to be there before you are there. True.
Yes, it's yeah. So true.
You know, you gave me some really interesting advice when I asked you about being on the red carpet. So what can you tell my guests if they're kind of interested, my listeners, in that sort of celebrity status? What can you tell us about that?
Well, what my main thing is, the red carpet is for you to promote yourself. And it's there to promote you. As the person, you know, is there for you to promote yourself and your product. So it's like you really is to me, it's like, okay, you're in here working, you're working, working, working. But when it's time to showcase you and highlight you and your product, that's when the red carpet, you know, that's for the red carpet. That's why you go out there and showcase your stuff.
All right, so I have a question for you, because a lot of my authors, and including me, where there's like, I love to express myself in my books. I love to write about happiness. I love to have like this, I love to create and heal. But when it comes to being visible and having visibility and promoting myself, that, Nikki, is just the biggest block. What can you say to my listeners who maybe they would like to get bigger in the world, they like to be bigger with themselves, but they just kind of get stuck?
What I'll say, if you believe in you, everybody else will believe in you as well. So when you promote, I have found when I promote myself, and show the confidence, oh, that we're winning, it's all about me, other people get excited as well. So they were like, wow, she's promoting herself, I can promote myself too. It's like a trickle effect, you know. It's pretty awesome, because if you feel good, everybody else around you gonna feel good as well.
Okay, Tyler Perry, what was that like?
Oh my goodness. Tyler Perry is so awesome.
He's so interesting. Oh, just intrinsically. He's just
so talented. And yeah, it was such an honor to interview Tyler Perry. That was the best. It's like just being around Tyler Perry and in the presence of Oprah is unreal. I was like, thank you, God. You know,
yeah,
it's so awesome just to be near these people. Like, you know, it's just so amazing, because
how do you
everybody
meet all these people? Like, I saw then the other day you took this little picture with Miguel. how do you pick this stuff up, Nikki? Right,
you know what I say, you place yourself in these, you know, places, you know, with amazing people. We all are amazing, right? You're amazing, I'm amazing. So you're going to be around amazing people, correct?
That's true. Like attracts like, no doubt.
Yeah, so I'm going to be around. Look, I'm the best, and I'm going to be around the best. Oh,
I love it. So tell me a little bit about what you got going on. What does the future have in store? What are some of your aspirations?
Wow, so amazing. You know, I'm here just really elevating my business. I wanted to continue to excel. So I'm going to do my best, you know, structure is key. Structure is everything. So I'm always revamping. I'm always just really making sure I'm doing the best in getting my name out there, getting my business out there, and letting everybody know really what I do. Because a lot of people, they see just the celebs, you know? I say I work with everybody.
Right, you have love everybody. CEO interviews. Tell me a little bit about that.
Awesome. Yes. All of my CEO interviews, you know, it was pretty amazing. I got a chance to interview Nokia, Ozo, AccuWeather, Sony, IBM, Comcast. It's so many organizations, which is truly an honor. You know, it's such an honor. And I'm just so humble, because, you know, I'm just so blessed. And I as you see via social media, I'll be like screaming like,
You know what I love about you though, Nikki? It's so much fun. And you just really seem to love what you do. So that's inspirational in and of itself. So thank you so much for coming on my show. It feels like it went by in about a minute and a half. And tell us how we can reach you. How can we check you out a little bit more?
Yay. Everybody can go check me out Monday through Wednesdays online, blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRich Show or Nikki Rich Show, TheNikkiRichShow.com. Our official website, 11 a.m. Monday through Wednesday. And follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at Nikki Rich Show TV and at Miss Nikki Rich.
Absolutely follow Nikki Rich on Twitter. She's so much fun. You will never be bored.
No, we have so much fun. I'm always chatting with you all the time.
I know. Right? Thank you, babe. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.